It's Thursday, the 25th of September, as light drizzle begins. It's a really grey morning. So grey. So grey that at this time of the year, the house was almost in darkness at 7 a.m. And even as I left the kitchen there and put out the lights, it seemed like night time. But I'm actually welcoming that light drizzle. It's waking me up a wee bit. It's refreshing. Ah, so damn tired. I think I should just get used to this and just accept it's the usual winter syndrome. A body that's never, over the years, over the generation, has never let go of hibernation. That's what it is, you know. I'm convinced that's what it is. So, 25th of September already. Oh, shouldn't be October. Lots of activity in the garden this morning. The Maggie's just above my head to the right. The telegraph wire, now he's off. There, buggers. I even heard the jackdaws calling and the birds are zooming about. And the only thing that's missing so far, well, maybe not the only thing, are the stuckies, the starlings that usually gather at this time of the year. I haven't seen or heard even the small flock that I've had for the past 2 or 3 years. I don't know what's happening, unless it's not time yet for them, but they usually do. I would hate to think that I would lose even that small group of starlings. In our last home, yeah, I'm going back 23 years now, I had a line of conifers right along the bottom of the garden. And they'd be about 20, 25 foot high. And every night, about 300 or 400 starlings would appear in the sky and drop in little groups of dive bombers and disappear into the conifers, and bit by bit, group by group, until maybe after an hour or so, they were all in there, and starlings chatter all through the night. I don't know whether they take turns at having a snooze, but believe me, they chatter. It took us about 2 or 3 months to get used to the sounds. And after that, we didn't hear them. But it was a wee bit like people living by the sea, well, maybe not the sea, but by a river, and used to the rushing sound of water. And if it suddenly stopped, they would probably waken up with a start. Well, it's really happy with the starlings. And we came to love them and enjoy them and actually watch them in the evenings performing their wee acts. Yeah, someone's not getting a nice start to the morning. In a way, I'm kind of glad that summer's over and we're into autumn, because September's been good. It's gave us that transition we didn't get in August of lovely warm sunshine, but you know, your shortened days and your autumn colours coming, and I wouldn't be without that, because autumn is beautiful. Even the freshness of the air and all that goes with that season. And really, there hasn't been a lot of leaf drop. Most of the trees around here have dropped some leaves, but if you looked at them, you wouldn't think so. So, and the colours haven't really gone over. So, September's maybe held them back that wee bit, give them a wee reprieve. I do love autumn. Strangely, the jackdaws and the rooks, that's another sign. They always come to the fore in autumn. You hardly hear them in the summer, unless you live by a rookery. But come foggy mornings in autumn, you hear them more and more. It's almost as if they're celebrating the time of year. It could be, because when you think about summer and breeding and the stress and strain put on them to rear kiddies, wee kiddies, hunting for food every minute of the day. Autumn comes along, the kiddies are up off, and the breeding season is all finished, and they get to eat for themselves and fatten themselves up and enjoy life. I mean, we're like adults. Parents when the kids go up and leave. We can start to enjoy life now. Well. You're certainly very vocal this morning. Although, having said that, it sounds more like a crow than a jackdaw. There's a big fat wood pigeon above my head in the telegraph pole. Well, he's not above my head, but he's up there. Pretending he's a statue. I'm not here. And I haven't seen the collared doves for a wee bit. They're there, I've heard them, but Oh, that really is refreshing this morning. It's not really a cold breeze, it's just slightly cool, but with the drizzle it's lovely. Ah. I wonder what the day will bring. Good news, I hope.